The Guardian reports Tanzania's government is backtracking on promises made to the indigenous Maasai tribe. Officials are moving forward with plans for a controversial wildlife corridor allowing a firm link to Dubai's royal family to lead big game hunts near the Serengeti National Park. In the process, nearly 40,000 Maasai pastoralists would be evicted from their traditional land. Under the plan, the Maasai would be forced off their land used for animal grazing, a key part of their nomadic life. Tanzania's prime minister has offered to compensate members of the Maasai tribe with over $500,000 in development projects. However, Maasai leaders have rejected the proposed deal. An online petition was launched last year by the international activist group Avaaz.org, which gathered over 1.7 million signatures and initiated a social media campaign opposing the wildlife corridor. Alex Wilkes, campaign director for Avaaz, observed, "The Maasai stare out from every tourism poster, but the Tanzanian government wants to kick them off their land, so foreign royalty can hunt elephants there. Treating the Maasai as the great unwanted," he said, "would be a disaster for Tanzania's reputation." On the 25th anniversary of Czechoslovakia's Velvet Revolution, when pro-democracy protesters peacefully overthrew the communist regime, anti-government demonstrators flooded the streets of Prague to condemn President Miloš Zeman for his criticism of European sanctions against Russia. During a ceremony unveiling a plaque honoring the actions of student activists in 1989, protesters threw eggs and heckled Zeman, who was elected in 2013. They waved red cards like those used to signal a penalty in soccer matches. Zeman has blasted European sanctions against Moscow and labeled the dissident rock group Pussy Riot as hooligans. Outside of big cities like Prague, President Zeman remains popular. The civil war in Ukraine has put many former communist states in Eastern Europe in an awkward position. They feel pressured to join their European allies in condemning Moscow for annexing Crimea and backing pro-Russian separatists, but they don't want to disrupt long-standing commercial ties with Russia. In Chicago, it's illegal to sell prepared foods on the street. Vendors face arrest and fines up to $1,000. Chicago is one of the few big cities in the U.S. where officials refuse to issue business licenses to street vendors who sell prepared foods. The illicit nature of street vending in immigrant neighborhoods cuts down on the income vendors can earn. Many street vendors are already locked out of the labor market because of age discrimination, child care responsibilities, and immigration status. But pro-immigrant allies on the Chicago City Council are pushing for a new city ordinance that would legalize the sale of prepared foods on the street. The proposed ordinance would issue licenses to vendors who cook their food in a city-inspected kitchen. Predictably, the vending bill faces stiff opposition from Chicago's restaurant industry. Yet street vendors, mostly low-income immigrants, could increase the sale of fresh foods into poor communities. Beth Krieger, who runs an entrepreneur clinic at the University of Chicago Law School, told the news magazine In These Times, "It's kind of perverse in this city that we worry about people's access to healthy foods, and yet we ban people from selling soup in a cart in neighborhoods where there aren't any grocery stores." This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Anna Manzo.